Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, and this is our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. We just come in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are so delighted that you've chosen to come on the radio broadcast and worship with us on tonight. We're doing Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy. And I want to encourage you tonight to just let your hair down and lay before the throne of God. You have to seek his face while he may be found. Call upon his name while he's near. So I want to open our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour up right now. I'm going to read a scripture and pray for our devotion. Our scripture will be coming from Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, when he have redeemed from whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they may go to a city of habitation. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I have just read you from Psalms 107, from the first verse down through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace, repenting and confessing, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, asking you to, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, forgive us now. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything in there that should not be, Father, we ask you to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord, to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Father, I ask you, I come right now asking you to bind the strong man today. Father, I ask you to bind up the strong man on today, Lord. Every evil thought, every evil way, every evil thing, Lord, that try to come against this radio broadcast, anyone that's trying to come against the End Time Men and Women of War Ministry and Church, in the name of Jesus, anyone that's trying to come against anyone that's up under the sound of my voice today, I ask you to bind it up and send it back to the sender and to the pits of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come right now asking you now that I lay my will down on tonight. I ask you tonight, Lord, that you take control over this atmosphere that's on this radio broadcast, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, Father, take control over the atmosphere that's on this radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus. We're counting on you, Holy Spirit, to take complete control over the atmosphere, over this radio broadcast. I'm asking you to saturate it in your anointing in the name of Jesus and baptize us in the blood of Yeshua, HaMashiach, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Oh, yes, Lord, I give you praise today. I magnify your holy name. Now, Lord, give us the strength. Give us strength, Lord. We need your strength on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. We need your strength, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need your strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just come, just thanking and praising you, magnifying your name on this evening. Ask you to bless everyone in radio land, Father. Keep them all covered in the shed blood of Jesus. Ask you to bless Apostle Dean, Lord, in his absence, in the name of Jesus. Every member of the end time men and women of war. Lord, I thank you now. I thank you now. I thank you now. Thank you for rooting up. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. For rooting up, Lord, and replanting. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give it all to you, and we give you glory and praise. Magnify your name today. We thank you, and we praise you, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, bless me now, my Savior. Lord, I come to thee. I need thee, every hour, hallelujah, I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. Lord, I come to thee. Hando koba baba shanana. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, oh yes, yes, Lord, yes, yes, hallelujah, yes, yes. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you tonight. We just give you praise and we give you glory. And we magnify your holy name, Lord. Truly, you are God and God all by yourself. And I'm so glad tonight to be on this radio broadcast on tonight. For I love you, Father. Hallelujah. And I just thank God. Oh, yes, I thank you, Jesus. I thank the Father which is in heaven, and you sitting at his right hand side. I thank you tonight, hallelujah, for being so merciful. I give God praise on tonight. Sometime I just have to get this praise out of me because God's been so good to us. He's been better to me than I can ever, 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 ever be to myself, and I thank him more tonight. Hallelujah. He is a good God, a merciful God, a kind God, a restoring God, a refreshing God, a patient God. He's a just God, a joyful God. I thank him tonight. I give him praise on tonight. Oh, yes, Baba Kambago. He is God and God and God all by himself. And I thank him on tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I give you all the praise tonight. I give you all the glory. I just want to encourage you on tonight in Radio Land. If you want to call in and request for prayer, praise, or prophecy, dial area code 323-642-1493. That's 323-642-1493. Hallelujah. Because we're having a Holy Ghost party on this line tonight. And when you have a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hando kumara bashanana. Glory to God. When you have a Holy Ghost party, don't stop. I thank and praise God on tonight. Because he is so merciful to us. And he's good to us all the time. Hallelujah. I just want to read. I want to pray this prayer. Hallelujah. As God's official legislator and law enforcement agent, we come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose we are and whom we serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I affect and enforce God's original plans and purpose over and against the plans and purpose of Satan. I decree and declare that in this battle, no internal or external weapon, be it emotional, financial, social, physical, or psychological, interpersonal, or spiritual, or organizational formed against us shall prosper. I place upon myself the arm of light and of the Lord, truth to cover our loins, the breastplate of righteousness to cover our heart and chest cavity, the gospel of peace to cover our feet, the shield of faith to defensively and offensively cover our body, the helmet of salvation to cover our head, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, a robe of righteousness. The glory of God is my reward. I decree and declare that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty, mighty, mighty through God. I pour down strongholds, cast down vain imaginations in every high thing that lift itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. My thoughts are now subject to the Lordship of Christ. I speak that God's anointing destroy every yoke in my life in the name of Jesus, and that my soul, spirit, and body now function in order according to divine systems and protocol. I decree and declare that I am healed and spirit filled. Sickness and disease is far from me. I establish divine parameters, borderies, boundaries, and legislate, establish the laws of the kingdom of heaven to govern all activity within. I overrule, disallow, and veto every diabolical sanction, subverting activity, injunction, directive, mandate, or order, which opposes the will of the Lord concerning our life, ministry, and family. In the mighty name of Jesus, I nullify diabolical decisions and rulings concerning our ministry, our life, and our lives by family members, friends, and associates. In the mighty name of Jesus, I take control over the airways, the galaxies, the systems, the spheres, stratospheres, hemispheres, atmospheres, realms, regions, and domains. I dispossess master spirits and employ Michael and the archangels and the angelic host to handle any satanic contentions, disputes, strivings, and resistance concerning this injunction. I declare successful divine and angelic undertaking of the undergrading of reinforcement and assistance according to your word, Father, in Psalms 103:20. Angels now and sell and script to marshal and protect my personal property and possessions. Jehovah the Lord, contend with those who contend with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and the javelin and close up the ways of those who pursue and persecute me. Close yourself in your garments of war. Muster your devices and gather your weaponry and ammunition from your divine arsenal. Make bright your arrows and gather your shields and let vengeance be your ultimate goal as you overthrow your chariots, horses, and riders. Let terror strike the hearts of my enemies and cause their hearts to fear. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that by you, I run through troops and leap over walls. You are my God, the God who bears me with strength and make my way perfect. It is you who make my feet like hind feet, giving me stability so that I'm able to stand firmly and progress on the dangerous heights of testing and trouble. You set me securely on my high places. You teach my hands to walk and my fingers to fight in the name of Jesus, granting me supernatural strength and ability so that my arms break a board steel. You are my rock, my shield, and my strong power. You have equipped me with the shield of your salvation, and your right hand establishes me as a victor in the battle. Beat down the enemy, give me his neck, cause me to pursue and overtake them until they are wounded and consumed. Falling at my feet, never to rise again, establish my name in the heavens, let them that hear me submit and obey. I'm not that it is you who have blessed me, it is you that empowers me. It is not by my might, nor by my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. But when the enemy shall come in like a flood, and your spirit lifts up a standard against it, in the mighty name of Jesus, I forbid and disallow further opposing activity of any satanic personalities with diabolical assignments concerning my life, ministry, and family. I wage war for them. I disapprove and prohibit any demonic interception and interference or resistance. I resist satanic contention and intention and provocations and negotiations concerning my life, my soul, superimposed the prophetic purpose and divine destiny over and against all activities and opposing forces that are contrary to the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning my life. I bind up satanic harassment and rebuke satanic concentration. I bring to a halt and prohibit all satanic surveillance. I lift false burdens and remove feelings of heaviness and oppression and depression. I cast them upon the Lord who sustains. I shall not I shall not be moved in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that by the anointing, all covenants, contracts, chains, fetters, bondage, proclivities, captivities that are contrary to, opposed, or hindered the fulfillment of God's original plans and purpose are broken. I am liberated. I am a thunder from generational satanic and demonic alliances, allegiance, soul ties, spirit of inheritance, and curses. I sever them by the sword of the Lord, the blood, and the spirit. And I speak to my DNA and declare that I am free. I am free. I'm free from any and all influences passed down from one generation to another, biologically, socially, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, or by any other means or any other channel unknown to me, but known to the Father. And I resist every spirit that acts as a gatekeeper or a doorkeeper to my soul and renounce any further conscious and unconscious alliances and associations and allegiance or covenant. And I open myself to divine deliverance. Father, have your way now. Have your way now, Lord, and have your way. Perfect those things that concerning us. I decree and declare that a prayer shield, the anointing, firewall, smoke screen, and a bloodline form hedges of protection around me and hide me from the scourges of the enemy, familiar spirit, and any and all demonic personalities that make it difficult, if not impossible, for them to effectively track or trace us in the realm of the spirit. And there shall be no preparation or penetration to these hedges of protection. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release our names in the atmosphere and declare that prayer warriors, intercessors, prophetic watchmen are picking us up in the realm of the spirit. I speak that they will not cease or come down from the watchtowers until their assignment has been canceled. I decree and declare they will conduct their intercessory assignment under the direction of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, who is our chief intercessor. I decree and declare that the Spirit of the Lord is a bonus, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, divine counsel, supernatural might, knowledge of the utmost fear of Jehovah. As we advance, we are divinely empowered and increasing skill and understanding. I obliterate and annihilate impressions, illusions, projections, perceptions, suggestions, suspicion and deceptions set up as a decoy or an ambush to our souls. Those assigned to pray with us and for us on behalf of us, those that work with us and assign to us and interact with us daily. Oh, yes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I forcefully resist the wiles of the devil and prohibit the hijacking of divine thoughts, inspiration, revelation, insight, wisdom and knowledge and understanding emanating from the throne room of my Heavenly Father, especially those that initiate, stimulate, sustain, and reinforce my kingdom authority in the earth realm and in the heavens, and that facilitate God's redemptive purpose. I put a halt to all distractive and disturbing and destructive measures. For this reason, that the Son of God made manifest that he would destroy the works of the enemy. I prevail against satanic limitations and prohibitions and all limitations. I decree and declare that all invisible wrongs are destroyed. I execute divine judgment against
satanic and demonic activities. And I warn the spirit of Elijah and Jehu. I disapprove tonight, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and forcefully oppose any satanic operations, maneuvers, manipulations, subversions, strategies, tactics, plots, plans, and ploys, which are designed to hinder, prevent, frustrate, or deny, or delay God's original plans and purposes from their quick, swift, and speedy manifestation, particularly in their correct times and seasons. I prohibit the alterations and changes of any kinds or laws concerning our lives and ministry and the lives of my family. I move sacralized and synocopic to the choreographic, symphonic, and orchestrated movements of God. I establish that if laws, statutes, codifications, bills, charters, and constitutions are changed, they are changed in our favor so that we may prosper in the place of our assignment and the land in that he gave us the domicile. I decree and declare that my times and seasons are in the hands of the Lord, and they shall not be altered or adjusted by anyone or anything. We function under the anointing of the sons of Issachar, and God gives us the divine ability to accurately discern our times and seasons. We decree and declare that the eyes of our spirit function with 20/20 vision for the correct understanding and interpretation of divine movement. Our ears are in tune with the correct frequency of the spirit, and we have clear transmission. We decree this day, and I operate according to the God's divine timetable calendar. We decree that God's agenda is our agenda. We are not our own, and we have been bought with the price. I therefore submit ourselves to him and him alone. I decree that, like Jesus, we come in the volume of the book that is written of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we come right now asking you to overthrow the plans of troublemakers, scorners, scoffers, mockers, persecutors, and character assassins, expose satanic representatives, and grant unto us divine strategies and tactics to identify, resist, and overcome the plots and plans established for our demise. Father, we ask you on the night, in the name of Jesus, to draw us the spirit and stop them in their way. In the name of Jesus, let them be confounded and put to shame. Let them fall by their own counsel. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion. In the name of Jesus, let them be a chaff driven by the wind. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Let their way be through dark and slippery places with the angel of the Lord pursuing and afflicting them. In the name of Jesus, let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek after our lives. In the name of Jesus, let them be turned back and confounded who plan our earth. Let destruction come to them suddenly. Let them fall by their own destruction. Let destruction come upon them unaware. Let them stumble and fall into the very destruction that has contrived for us. Let them be wounded and destroyed by the very weapon they have devised for us. Let them be caught in the same net that they set for us. Let them fall in the very pit that they dug for us. Let them be hung by the very noose that they constructed for us. Let them be burned in the very fire that they lit for us. Let them be consumed by the very beast that they prepared for us. Strike them down in the very act of their mischief. Let mischief be returned to them. Double fold. In the name of Jesus. pluck them out of their dwelling places, root them out of the land of the living, let evil slay them, and desolation be their lot, make them like a wheel, turn it in confusion, make them as the stubble before the wind, make them as wood, burn by fire, make persecute them with your tempest, cause fear and trembling to grip their hearts, and let them be confounded and troubled forever. I implore the host of heaven to war against the host of darkness, and take command of and bring to a halt and place a moratorium on future demonic movements and satanic activities emanating from the underworld and its six regions: death, hell, Sheol, Hades, and the grave, and the pit, and the abyss, and the lower region of the pit, and region of the sea, and havens, and terrestrial, subterrestrial, celestial domains, and are superimposed the prophetic word over all aborted measures, strategies, tactics of the enemy. I overrule and overthrow according to Isaiah 54:17. Ill spoken words, ill wishes, enchantment, divination, spells, hexes, curses, witchcraft prayers, every idle word spoken contrary to God's original plans and purpose. I reverse the curses associated with these utterances and decree and declare that they shall not stand, and they shall not come to pass, and they shall not take root, and their violence, their diligence are returned to them, double fold. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that every lying tongue is wrong, and that the truth prevail. Put a hook in their nostrils, bridle their tongues, hide me from the scourges of their tongue. I come against falsehood, slander, speculation, accusations, misrepresentation, and character assessment. Father, cause the heavens to bow down with divine judgment. Cast forth lightning to scatter them. Shoot out your arrow to destroy them. Send your hand from above and rid us of them. We will lose no ground or territory gained through their undermining efforts and initiatives. In the name of Jesus, I prohibit the accuser of the brother from operating or influencing the souls or minds of anyone who comes into contact with me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I reverse the effect of any stigma and declare that divine favor, grace, and honor, and well wishes now replace any and all negative feelings and perceptions and thoughts concerning us and our families and the work and ministry which I am called to accomplish. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I decree and declare that nobility and greatness are our portions. And Father, frustrate the signs of witches and warlocks who withstand the anointing as you did with Janice and Jabez in the days of Moses, and confound the omens of liars, and astrologers, and psychics, and prognosticators, and sorcerers, and the like, and make fool of diviners, and make their dark knowledge foolish, and rebuke and dismantle satanic alliances, and rest them by the Spirit, and let every covert and clandestine effort and endeavor fail in the name of Jesus. Disapart the devices that they have crafted so their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Take them in their own crafted and devious ways. Let them meet with darkness in the daytime and grope in the noonday as in the night. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Rebuke in this manner. Release divine viruses to invade satanic databases and confirm that they be consumed and destroyed. In the name of Jesus, let our future diabolical communications and networking fail. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Any attempt So only you, if it's heresy and misunderstanding, in the name of Jesus, send a spirit of confusion among them. Let their tongues be divided, hallelujah, and overrule and overthrow and sabotage subversions and setbacks. Let every attack of retaliation fail. Confirm the words of your servant in the midst and perform the counsel of your messengers. Send divine angelic and prophetic assault and maneuvers against diabolical intelligence. Arrest those that operate in the spirit of Jezebel or Belial. Let them not resist the anointing, use of authority, or gain any ground in the natural or in the realm of the spirit. I prohibit satanic manifestations and speak that divine aborted measures and miscarriages occur in satanic wombs and incubators. Now, Father, you have given us a great work to accomplish. In the mighty name of Jesus, we war for the releasing of finances and all resources that belong to us. Everything prepared for us before the foundation of the world that pertains to our lives, ministries, callings, and godliness come to us now in the name of Jesus. I shall not and we shall not will not be denied. We shall not, will not accept substitutes. We shall not, and will not accept substitutes. We shall not, in the name of Jesus, accept any substitutes. We call in resources from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We decree and declare that every resource necessary for us to fulfill God's original plans and purposes comes to us now without delay. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the wealth of the wicked is no longer laid up for us, but it is released right now. In the name of Jesus, let those who hold on to our wealth longer than they should be afflicted and tormented without relief until they release what rightfully belongs to us. In the name of Jesus, I command Satan to cough it up, spit it out, loose it, release it, and let it go. Jehovah Jireh, loose the laws of kings. In the name of Jesus, command that the two-leaf gate be opened. Go before us and make the crooked places straight. Break into pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. Grant unto us, according to your riches and glory, your tender mercies, your immeasurable favors, the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. I declare that the Cyrus anointing flows unhindered and uncontaminated in our lives. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up forever, you age-abiding doors, that the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord of hosts, may come in and announce our awareness that cannot deny us access of him. Therefore, we will not and cannot be denied of what rightfully belongs to us. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I prohibit satanic manifestation right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I prohibit them, Father. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare the releasing of the forces of Gentiles and the gold and silver from our prophetic torch, our prophetic queen of Sheba, to come laden with every precious possession, resource, endowment fit for the sons and daughters of the kings of kings. I decree and declare that we shall suck the milk of the Gentiles and at the breast of kings. We shall be enlarged as the bondage of the sea is converted unto us. The sons of strangers shall build up our walls, and their kings shall minister unto us. I decree and declare that my God has brought us into our worthy places, and we dwell in our prophetic ghosts. I increase in substance and prosper in the land whereto we abide and sit as ambassadors of God, as his official representatives, our diplomatic and aristocratic rights and privilege and respect and honor are extended unto us. Grace, truth, goodness, and mercy are our bodyguards. I decree and declare, wisdom is our counselor. The Holy Spirit is our consultant. Jesus Christ is our advocate. God, El Elyon, our only judge, has declared, and we therefore establish it, that our officers are peace, and our extractors righteousness, and our walls salvation, our gates are praise. I decree and declare that our set time of favor will not be frustrated. I release upon our lives and ministry the lives of every family member, associate and friend, and the following anointing for wealth and prosperity, so that God and God's name alone be glorified. The Jabez anointing, the Abrahamic anointing, the Melchizedek anointing, the Joseph anointing, the Jacob's anointing, the Isaiah's anointing, the Messiah's anointing, the Solomon's anointing, the sevenfold Eden anointing, the Isaiah anointing, the Joshua's anointing. Fathers, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the different anointings. We are daily loaded with benefits. We come against the spirit of deprivation. The Lord prosper the work of our hands. By him and through him, we accomplish great exploits. Again, we reiterate, we shall not be denied. I declare successful progress in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that the kingdom of heaven is ruled and reigned in the name of Jesus. And we thank God today. We thank God today. We thank him today. He is mighty, mighty. He is a mighty, mighty. He is mighty and powerful. And we thank him today. So we prayed our prayer, Father, and we send these words forth as your crowning winds in the realm of the spirit to demolish and destroy the enemy's camp. Cause the four winds of the spirit of heaven to blow as destroying, conquering winds in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that this prayer and all future prayers take on the characteristics of divine projectiles in the realm of the spirit, and that they hit the bullseye. I decree right now that the laws that govern this prayer and all of our prayers and all spiritual warfare strategies and tactics are binding by the word, the blood, and the spirit of God. We decree that every spirit released from their diabolical assignments now becomes a part of Jesus' footstool. In the mighty name of Jesus, we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We pray, we just thank you now, huh? Hallelujah. And we thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory, Father. Amen and thank God. Amen. Amen. We just thank and praise the Father in heaven for being right in the midst of us. He said, where two or three are gathered, he is in the midst. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost on tonight. Hallelujah. I give him praise for his Holy Ghost, his Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I just have one more prayer. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we repent of all sins in our life, in our ancestors' lives, that have resulted in a curse. In the mighty name of Jesus, we repent right now, Father. We repent of all disobedience, rebellion, perversion, witchcraft, idolatry, lust, adultery, fornication, mistreatment of others, murderers, cheating, lying, sorcery, divination and occult involvement. We ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We take authority over and break any and every curse upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, we break all curses of poverty, lack, death, destruction, sickness, death, and vagabondism. We break all curses on our marriages, families, children, and relationships. In the name of Jesus, we break curses of rejection, pride, rebellion, lust, hurt, incest, rape, Ahab, Jezebel, fear, insanity, madness, and confusion. We break all curses affecting our finances, mind, sexual character, emotions, wills, and relationships. In the name of Jesus, we break every hex, jinx, spell, spoken curses over our lives. In the name of Jesus, we break every fetter, shackle, chain, cord, habit, and cycle that is a result of a curse. In the mighty name of Jesus, according to Galatians 3:13, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We exercise our faith in the blood of Jesus, and we loose ourselves from any descendant, from any and every curse that try to come against us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we claim forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ for the sins of our fathers. In the name of Jesus, all of our sins have been remitted, and we loose ourselves from the curses that came as a result of all disobedience and rebellion to the word of God. We exercise our faith and know that confession is made unto salvation, and therefore we confess that Abraham's blessings are our blessings. In the name of Jesus, we are not cursed, but blessed. We am the head and not the tail. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. We are blessed, and what God has blessed cannot be cursed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We command spirits of rejection, hurt, bitterness, unforgiveness, bondage, torment, death, destruction, fear, lust, perversion, mind control, witchcraft, poverty, lack, death, confusion, double-mindedness, sickness, infirmity, pain, divorce, separation, strife, contention, depression, sadness, loneliness, self-pity, self-destruction, self-rejection, anger, rage, wrath, anguish, vagabondism, abuse, and addiction to come out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now we thank you, Lord, for setting us free from every curse and every spirit that has operated or tried to operate or is trying to come against us in our lives as a result of a curse. And Father, we ask you now to send it back to the sinner in the name of Jesus. Anything that ever tried to come against us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to send it back today. Oh, yes, we do, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, we give your name praise today, and we give your name glory. We magnify your holy name on today. We just thank you, Lord. We give you praise right now, and we thank you tonight. We bless your holy name. We give you all the praise, Father. We give you all the praise, Lord, all that we have, all that we are, all that we would ever be, Lord. It's all because of you and your son, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just confess and we repent of anything that we've done wrong, Father. Every sin, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise tonight. We love you so much, Father. We love you tonight, Lord. We love you tonight, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We just love you, Father. We just give you praise on tonight. Magnify your holy name on tonight. We love you, Lord. We give you praise, huh? Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you for the ones that came on the radio broadcast tonight. And thank you for the ones in radio land, that's listening. I thank you for them, Lord. And I ask you to keep them all covered in the shed blood of Jesus. We just thank you right now. Hallelujah. We lift your name. We exalt your name. We just love you, Father. We love you tonight. And we give you all praise tonight. We give you all praise tonight. We give you all the praise tonight. We give you all the praise. You say what two or three are gathered. There you are in the midst. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank you now. I thank you now. I thank you now. I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord. I give you praise tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we're so grateful, Lord. And we're grateful tonight. If it had not been for you, we don't know where we would be at tonight. In the name of Jesus, we just lift your name tonight. We glorify you, Lord. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. We just thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you. You've been so good to us. Thank you, Lord, for what you promised us, Lord. We thank you for every promise, Lord. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord. And bless your name, Father. We bless your name, Father. We just bless your name. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for taking control over this radio broadcast, Lord. And thank you for giving a word, hallelujah, on tonight. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs on tonight, Father. Thank you for healings, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for touching. In the name of Jesus, we bind that demon cancer up right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind it up and send it back to the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus, I hear it. Oh, yes, cancer is being healed. We send that thing back to the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. High blood pressure. It's going down, hallelujah, and low blood pressure is coming up. God is in control tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you for touching our minds, Lord, and giving us a sound mind, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, I'm breaking every curse, every spirit, oh, yes, every soul tie is broken, every chain and shackle is falling, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We thank you right now that arthritis is being healed. Inflammation is leaving. In the name of Jesus, eyes are being opened. Ears are hearing. In the name of Jesus, I hear the Lord say, somebody's circulation is getting better. That blood is moving. Oh, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. He say I'm changing somebody's DNA right now. In the name of Jesus. And he's saying, I thank you. He's saying that for somebody to thank him because they still in the land of the living because he made all death behave. In other words, you should have been dead and sleeping in your grave, but God the God made all death behave. We ought to thank him tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We're blessed going in and we're blessed coming out. And we thank Father tonight. We give him praise and glory tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Somebody is weighed down. Hallelujah. Burdens. Hallelujah. glory to God, confusion, and hallelujah, but we break that confusion right now, because God is not in the midst of confusion. Oh yes, he sit high and he look low, hallelujah. Oh yes, Lord, I thank you, Father, for uprooting in the name of Jesus. I thank you for plucking some things up in the name of Jesus. Glory to the Most High God. I thank you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Fixing everything in order. In control of everything, Father. We bless your name tonight. And we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory. Thank you for the word, Father. Thank you right now. Thank you right now. Thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Is there anyone else that have a word or want to say something for the Lord? We have 5 minutes. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we thank and praise God on tonight. For the prayer time is always good. It's a blessing to be able to be in prayer. God is so good. He opens up your discernment. He opens up your spirit. He gives you what you need. And when you're in prayer, when you go through the throne room and you sit down at the foot of the throne to talk to the Father, I'm telling you, it's so good, and I just thank and praise God for him on tonight, for them on tonight. I'm so grateful, and I thank God for each one of you that has come on the radio broadcast, and you that has called in the radio on our radio land, out of radio land. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. You are always welcome. This is our prayer, praise, and prophecy hour that we have at this same time every Friday by the grace of God. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. Call anytime. And if you need prayer at any time, you could call the number and just leave a message or the email address. Amen. We thank and praise the
Amen.
Father tonight. So we're going to get ready to close out now. God has been so good. We had an awesome time on tonight. And we thank and praise God tonight. I didn't get a chance to hardly let anybody say anything, but the Holy Ghost had grabbed me and took me for about 48 minutes. And I thank and praise God, because to me it wasn't nothing. It was, when I looked at the clock, I said, oh, Lord, I ain't letting nobody else say anything. But it's all right. God is good. I was just going on.
All the time.
And I thank God. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get ready to close out our prayer meeting on tonight. And I thank God. I'm so encouraged. Believe me, I am, because God is good just like that. So, Father, we just thank you on tonight. Bless everyone that's up under the sound of my voice. Bless their families, Lord. Bless the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry and Church. Bless Apostle Edward Deans in his absence. Father, keep us all covered in the shed blood of Jesus. We love you on tonight. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, be with us all. You all have a blessed rest of the night, and God bless you all. I love you. Call me if you need me. God bless you. Good night.
Amen. Good night.